Chaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
Hello. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Murr from Impractical Jokers on the show. James Murray. Congratulations on all your success.
Thanks. Same to you.
Thank you.
Same exact way about you guys.
Is there any other show that airs on True TV?
No.
There's never been once in my life in like the last five or more years that I've turned on True TV and haven't seen an episode of Practical Jokers.
The IJ Network, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
They actually play the show picture in picture, two different episodes at the same time.
Right.
They actually play 48 hours a day.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
That's important.
I know who's driving this. One of my friends, Randy, he does not stop watching that show. We were at a party at his house. There's like 20 of us. He brings us all in the house and puts it on.
You got to watch this.
And we're sitting there and he's like, watch this. Watch this. What? Right now.
Right.
He knows every episode
by
heart.
Narrated it. Yeah.
So I texted him yesterday and I said, hey, I'm having Murr on. What do you want me to ask him? He sends me a picture. He was working out. Watching an episode.
Wow.
Our biggest demo are guys named Randy. It's actually
who work out naked. Yes,
number one.
Yep.
The first thing he wrote is he wanted me to ask you about sleeping with a baby blanket.
It's ready for this. I'm in a hotel room right now in Manhattan, and my blanket is next to me in bed right now.
Nice.
No joke.
Don't wake it up.
I am a 45-year-old man.
Is this a blanket that you've had since you were a baby?
My grandmother made it when I was born, and it has aged badly, as we all have. And I still sleep with it every day.
That's a bad
time. On one side, my puppy in the middle, my wife on the right.
Nice.
Are you sucking your thumb when you're holding this blanket? What's happening? How are you holding it?
I cradle it in the nook of my neck.
Oh.
It's a nook blanket. It's only like a foot big now. You know, it's just weathered over
like
the
a big
years.
Napkin.
Back when you were a baby, it was a full body blanket. Now it's almost like
a
big napkin.
Foot,
like a bib.
It was a 6 foot blanket. Now it looks like a Red Lobster bib.
I had a blanket when I was a kid. It was a cotton blanket, and I would walk around with it everywhere and just pick it. Like pull the cotton off.
Oh, well.
And my mother said to me, you're going to still be picking the blanket when you get married. I'm like, oh, that's stupid. I don't even like girls.
Go to that cotton picking blanket.
She was right. Can you put a cotton blanket near me right now? I start picking
it. I actually named my blanket. Do you know what I named him?
Blankie?
Jimmy?
No, I named it Randy.
Randy. Very nice. Very nice. That's important. He just made Randy's night.
Yeah. He asked me to ask you about the skydiving punishment.
Yeah, I am afraid of heights.
Oh,
me too.
And
me three.
Guys decided one day to throw me out of an airplane where I screamed like a woodland creature on the way down.
Phil, see if you could Google that.
And then he got a tattoo about it, sort of.
Right, it's like a weasel.
I have a tattoo on my waist right now on my thigh. Of a ferret skydiving, because they say I look like a ferret. So.
You do a little bit.
Did Ashley just say you look like a ferret?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
A cute ferret, yes.
Feel free to just yell at her if you want to.
A cute ferret.
Right, throw things at her.
Yeah, that's different.
We do.
Murr from Impractical Jokers is on. He's at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport Thursday at 7. There's a limited meet and greet ticket deal availability, and you could buy tables. Some of them are sold out, so... We're linked up on the radio station website. What are you going to be doing Thursday?
It's like stand-up comedy. And I talk about the TV show and life and love. And I show videos that, you know, you can't see anywhere else.
Oh, cool.
Now, are you talking or is somebody else talking to your ear?
Right.
you never know. It could be an episode. Who knows?
Have you met Vinny Brand?
At one point, I borrow a few audience members' cell phones, and I see what comes to my mind as I decide to start texting people on their phone.
That's great.
Right, go into the bathroom, take pictures. Here you go.
Yeah.
Phil found this skydiving.
So he's in the plane. He's doing the duck walk right to the open door right now.
Yep.
Geronimo!
That's horrible.
You can't even call that a scream. That's a squeal.
It's a whimper. Like a ferret.
A death knell.
That is the sound of courage.
Yes, it is. Right, yes. Our troops are the same thing going to battle.
That's right.
Can you imagine? It's like the Revolutionary War, and I'm charging the British screaming like that.
Screaming and crying.
Washington would have killed me dead on the spot.
The amazing thing
is, I am not what they call a man. Manly man.
Not brave at all, thank you. I'm proud of it.
To be able to suck that air in to make that sound, that's pretty good.
Yeah, seriously, really.
Flying down to the ground.
And good lungs.
If somebody ever played me in a movie, it would not be Gerard Butler.
Pee Wee Herman or something.
They would cast a deflating balloon to play me in a movie.
Yeah. The waving guy in front of a car dealership.
Murph from Impractical Jokers is on. Have you ever almost been beaten up or shot by someone who didn't realize what was happening?
The joke?
No. We had the police called on us.
Nice.
But that's for reasons outside of the TV show, like a woman came in, like something happening in the woman's own life made her call the police on us. So we were working in a supermarket and Sal's behind the counter and she came up to pay for her groceries. And I said, Sal, nonchalantly take out your cell phone and snap a photo of her credit card, and swipe it.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to us, she had had her identity stolen 2 months earlier. So she freaked out.
Ooh.
She called the police. They come in, they calm her down. They take her to the store and they come back in, like, shoot, we're going to get busted, right? And the cops come up to us. They're like, guys, listen. We're huge fans of the show. Could we take a photo?
Sure, why not? No. Hold your credit cards up.
Yeah.
We were just talking about Harrison Ford before. His credit card was lost and someone returned it to him. So that's funny that you mentioned that today.
That's not a good Samaritan. I would have spent it. You know, I would have started charging.
Your reward early, exactly.
Obviously, yes.
You got that Indiana Jones money and you know, Han Solo money.
Yeah,
that's what
we're
talking about. How much money, where is it? Like, how much is
Yeah, it's not
that?
A Sears
What's
card.
What's that number?
Yeah.
Now, Google his net worth, it's not going to be real. Because it's always, let's Google it.
That's exactly what I did. Do you want to guess what the number is?
Harrison Ford's net worth.
My guess is $360
million. I don't know, with $20
million,
Bob. $20 million? $20 million, yes.
Last time I looked up Steven Tyler, he was 60. I have to imagine that he's more than 60. So I'm going to say 200.
$300 million is the estimate.
Did you hear? Stop stalking Boom. Him.
Anyways, about that credit card.
Yeah, you have his number, don't you? I knew it. It was you.
Hold on. Let's Google James Murray.
Oh, come on.
Practical Jokers. Net worth. Let's see how right we are. You want to guess?
You guess. You tell me what it says, and I'll tell you the real number.
Murray, okay. You want to guess?
What the internet says?
No, what you're worth.
In your own mind.
I guess the internet probably says like $5 million.
Okay.
All right. Because they're usually very low.
All right. I think it was 7.
This is a website called WealthyGorilla.com.
Are you a wealthy gorilla?
Weasel.
He's not that hairy.
And the title is Who is the Wealthiest Impractical Joker?
That's funny.
And it says, as of 2021, the Impractical Jokers' net worth is $20 million, making them worth $5 million each.
Wow.
You
nailed it.
Well, you guessed it right.
Yeah, you nailed it, man.
You guys want to know the real answer?
Yes.
The real answer is $3,700.
Cool. All right. Brother, what's up, man?
but that is tax-free. I haven't told the government about it.
Okay, we'll keep it quiet.
Not a word. Yep.
It's funny because you do a lot of stuff outside of Impractical Jokers. I mean, you're a real horror movie fan, aren't you?
I just got back yesterday from a horror con in Orlando.
Oh,
yeah,
horror.
I'm a huge horror buff. I have 5 horror books out. Stowaways about a serial killer on a cruise ship.
First of all,
it just came out like 3 weeks ago.
Is this an original idea? Has this been done before? Because when I read this, I thought, this is the most original idea for a horror movie. They keep making the same horror movies over and over.
Yeah.
A serial killer on a cruise ship.
And Steven Seagal should be the cop.
There's this... and the woman on the cruise ship, the only one that can stop him, is the one that acquitted him 2 years earlier on trial.
Oh.
That's the cool crux of it. It's, it was crazy. We were we went to lunch like a year or two ago with the publisher, and I will admit I got fairly drunk at lunch, and I just spontaneously came up with the idea. He said, he said, "What are you guys working on?" I said, "What are you interested in?" He goes, "I don't know. I feel like there hasn't been something on a cruise ship ever, like a thriller." And just off the cuff, we came up with the idea and That's pitched great. It over drunk lunch, and they bought it.
You know, you need a serial killer on a hot air balloon.
It's you and one other guy.
Right, exactly.
A movie's like 5 minutes long.
But he also knows how to land the balloon, so you got to watch out for him.
Yeah. Right.
What were you going to say, Phil?
There is a scene from this movie, like a small little teaser has been released here.
Oh, okay.
That's him on the slide by the pool.
Sounds horrible.
That man's running in swim trunks. I can see his weasel.
That is what it's like to read one of my books.
Reenactment, yes.
Is that going to be a movie, or that depends on whether or not the book sells?
Damn right it's going to be a movie.
Awesome.
You know, we just, the last one, Don't Move, is being developed as a movie now. That's about a
shark
group from the Bronx that wanders in the wrong woods.
Oh.
The Stowaway is absolutely written to be a movie, and that's always the plan with it, yeah.
Cool.
That is going to be... Sign me up. I'm going to be the first in line to watch that one.
Oh.
Is there one where there's a group of campers being followed by a giant spider?
That's Don't Move, yeah. Don't that's going to become a Don't Movie. Don't Movie.
So do they get caught and then...
In the web?
Sucked like into like raisins?
Exactly. Yeah. Like Bill Clinton afterwards?
It's just they wander into the wrong woods and they have no idea that a creature's hunting them by the vibration in the forest.
Oh.
You know? And there's invisible webs everywhere and they're being hunted. And the only way out is a class 5 rapids river. And of course, they have no boat.
Oh,
wow.
No, I'm jumping the water.
But is there a large group that gets picked off slowly?
That's exactly what it is.
Nice.
Yes, a large group that gets picked off slowly.
Correct.
Just like the hot air balloon serial killer book I'm writing.
Exactly right.
Yeah, so you could kind of put, y'all, you know, this one's wandering off.
Yeah,
okay,
you know.
They're
the
done.
Girl in the heels is the first to go.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, way to dress for a hike.
All right. Well, Thursday night, Stress Factory, 7 o'clock.
Awesome.
Limited meet and greet. And so what is the meet and greet like?
You know, we hang out after the show, take pictures, signs, whatever. I'll hold your baby, whatever you want.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Now to go get one. Thanks.
Sign your
no
blanket.
Pressure now. Right. Your blanket, right?
Yeah. So we're linked up on the radio station website. From Impractical
Jokers.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you
for coming on.
All you Randys out there, thanks for watching the TV show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.